This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Utah passes bill eliminating mask mandate in schools. That story right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
On April 10th, Utah's mask mandate expired, except for gatherings of more than 50 people and in K-12 schools. But that is about to change. The Utah legislature has made a bold move banning mask mandates from all public schools starting in the 2021-2022 school year. The Utah House Bill 1007 prohibits an institution of higher education from requiring a face covering to participate in or attend instruction, activities, or in any other place on the campus of the institution after the end of the spring semester in 2021. Also, the institutions may not require proof of vaccination for attendance and allows exemptions for medical reasons as well as personal and religious beliefs. The bill was sponsored by Republican State Representative Val Peterson, who told the Associated Press that, at some point, this has to end. What this bill is really about is making sure that we have those assurances to our students that they can go forward next fall and get right into the school year without the thought of masks and what that might mean. The legislation successfully passed the House with a vote of 50 to 24, and it made it through the state Senate 23 to 5. It is now expected to be signed into law by Republican Governor Spencer Cox, who, in a May 13th press briefing, told Utah schools that they can go mask-free the last week of the 2020-2021 school year. He said that this will give kids an opportunity to see their teachers, to see their friends, to spend the last week together without masks, if they so choose. The governor also commented in his statement that if you go into a business and they are requiring you to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you're not comfortable with indoor dining, order takeout. We need a measure of grace and patience with each other. We have to treat each other with respect. I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.